everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of True North, your weekly one-hour look at the strange and experimental side of Canadian rock and pop music. My name's Johnny, I'll be your host, and we're broadcasting live from CFUV 101.9 FM in Victoria, BC. Find us online at cfuv.uvic.ca. Or you may be listening to this program on one of our fantastic syndicate stations, including CHUO in Ottawa, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, CFMH in St. John, New Brunswick, CJMP in Powell River, The Scope at Ryerson in Toronto, CILU in Thunder Bay, and CKDU in Halifax. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Last week, we were doing a preview of Goat Festival here in Victoria, and that was a lot of fun. I'll tell you about it more later, play a few of the bands that I got to check out, but mostly just your standard, typical music show today, because we've had a whole bunch of live performances and guests, and I wanted to get through some of the great new music that's been released over the last little while. The first song we're going to hear is by Scattered Clouds, from their release, The First Empire. We played a few cuts on the show before, but I had to come back to this because it's so damn good. This track is called People's Walk.
People sing what they want to sing.
That song was called Metal by Soons in Jerusalem in My Heart from their self-titled release. I had the extreme pleasure of seeing them perform live a couple weeks ago, and quite honestly, that track and the whole record itself doesn't do their live stuff justice. That song, when they performed it, had four guitars shredding so hard. I was just blown away. Probably one of the better shows I've seen in a long time, and in particular because of the very unique and, I guess, innovative juxtaposition of the rock and I don't want to call it world music, but I'm lacking a better word right now. So if you get a chance to see them perform live, make sure you do it. I know Jerusalem in My Heart's going on a tour soon solo. He'll be coming back to Victoria, and I'm sure stopping in many other places along the way. Before that, we were listening to Stegosaurus from St. John, New Brunswick, from their record Pummeled, the song Diamondback. Just a great solid rock and roll record. And we started off with Scattered Clouds from their release The First Empire, the song People Walk. As I mentioned at the top of the program, there's a pretty awesome music fest going on in Victoria this past weekend called GOAT, and I got to check out some great bands. Lots of awesome local bands, but my favorite part was seeing some out-of-towners and discovering some new bands. This first group I'm going to play for you are called Mauno, and they are from Halifax. They are on tour now with Gianna Lauren, who we interviewed on the show last week. And, you know, I heard a couple of their recordings, but they don't have a ton of stuff online. But when I saw them live, I was really blown away. I think they were my favorite band I discovered at the festival. They actually ended up coming in and performing in the CFUV studios. So if you like what you hear next, head on to our SoundCloud page, soundcloud.com/CFUV, and check out the live set. Maybe we'll play it on a future episode of True North as well. So from their Rough Masters, little DIY release before their full proper release, which is coming soon, they tell me, we are going to hear a song called Burn This. After that, two more artists who I got to check out at GOAT and really enjoyed, Ace Martins and Napi. So stay tuned for more sounds of the True North.
Still her mirror. Things I will never read. Yet by and large, my only success comes from the things I do grudgingly. Dad tries to tell me about future happiness that I really don't know if I know what he means. But still I keep on trying. Over a calm happiness when under a blood-red moon I see the light of life turn shining and fading to the distance mercilessly. One sickness of brain protein aggregation, one of upregulated oncogene. Call out. like I waited. The passionate voice calling him from the next room. It's the passionate choice he could never say yes to. Do it now and then. It doesn't matter when.
That was Nap Eyes from the record Wine of the Mystic, the song Make Something. The artist I was probably most excited to see at Goat Festival, which just happened in Victoria this past weekend. And yeah, really enjoyed that set. I appreciate the very vocal forward and narrative driven songwriting, lyric based stuff, which is kind of unique in this very post-punk drown the vocals and reverb music scene. And not that there's anything wrong with that. I obviously enjoy that as well, but artists like Nap Eyes and Iceberg Ferg, for example, are a nice refreshing break. You gotta listen to some different things once in a while. Before that, we were listening to Ace Martins from Vancouver off their Silent Days tape. The track was Waiting. And at the top of the set, Mauno from Halifax from their Rough Masters, we heard Burn This. Both artists who were just killing it this past weekend. So let's just get back to some tunes here on True North. Next, we're going to hear an artist who goes by the name of B.A. Johnston. Perhaps you've heard of him. His new record, Shit Sucks, is on the Polaris Prize long list. There is a social media movement forwarded by Paul Lawton, formerly of the Ketamines and currently of Century Palm, trying to get B.A. on the shortlist, the 10 records shortlist. Obviously, hashtag shortlist B.A., and yeah, I'm definitely down with that. And in fact, as a juror for the Players Prize, I voted to put BA on the shortlist. Just a great dude, hardworking musician, amazing live shows. And, you know, honestly, I'm just not really down with a lot of the stuff on the long list. Tried listening to it, had to turn a lot of it off. But BA, this gentleman, you know, Gotta give him props for some of the comedic genius behind songs like the one we're about to hear, Bat in the House. So coming up next on True North, B.A. Johnston, and then we'll hear something from Century Palm as well, the new band of Paul Lawton, and a few more goodies. So stay tuned.
Running scared, do I grab a tennis racket and run right up those stairs? There's a bat in the house, caught me unawares, eating Galicio downstairs in my underwear. And I'm not as rad as my dad. The bat knows that, that's why he messes up my pad. And the cats do nothing, fast asleep. After all I've done for you fuzzy creeps, there's a bat in the house, man, I'm running scared. Do I grab a tennis racket or run right up those stairs? Forget the pizza, leave it behind. It's delicio, not delivery, so never mind. Is the bat my new roommate? Is he moving in? To be honest, I'd had many worse roommates than him. Are we gonna hang out? play GoldenEye. My BFFFF, that bat and I. There's a bat in the house, man, I'm running scared. Do I grab a tennis racket or run right up those stairs?
All right, everybody, welcome back to True North. Time to play a little bit of 6 Degrees of Separation, True North style. The four songs we just heard had a nice connective vein that ran through them. The last tune there was called Escaping Alive from Rennie Wilson's release Punk Explosion / Extension. Rennie Wilson from Edmonton, Alberta, is signed to Mint Records, the Vancouver-based label, and they just put out that album not that long ago. Also joining Rennie Wilson on Mint Records was the group we heard before him, Tough Age. That was their new release, I Get the Feeling Central, and the song was New Orleans Square. One of the members of that band, Penny Clark, played in the previous group we heard, Century Palm, and that song comes off the Afterburners Volume 5 compilation put out by Bruise Tongue Records. The track was Desire, and Penny recently joined the group playing synth. That is the first recorded song featuring Penny in the band. One of the gentlemen behind that band, Paul Lawton, formerly of the Ketamines, also famous or infamous for his slagging off music blog, released the latest record by the artist we heard in that first set, B.A. Johnston. The album Shit Sucks was the final release on Mammoth Cave Recording Co., Paul Lawton's record label, and the song from B.A. that we heard was Bat in the House. So big country, but a small world in the strange pop, rock, punk, Canadian music scene. Everybody's friends, seems like. So hopefully that makes you feel informed, makes you enjoy the music a little bit more. And we're just going to keep rolling along. Next up, a little bit of weird francophone music, courtesy of Fetnat, their record Poulet Mange Poulet, and the song Caquette. So stay tuned for that and a whole lot more coming up on True North.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. That's about it for this week's installment of True North, broadcasting live from CFUV 101.9 FM Victoria, and also heard on CHUO in Ottawa, Voice of Bond Bay in Newfoundland, CFMH in St. John, New Brunswick, CJMP in Powell River, BC, The Scope at Ryerson in Toronto, CILU in Thunder Bay, and CKDU in Halifax. Thanks everyone for tuning in. We just heard four bands whose names start with F. I'll pretend I did that on purpose. Fly-In was that group that just wrapped up from their record Death Has Lost Its Sting. We heard Come Alive. Before that, some punk rock courtesy of Fist City and their new album Everything Is a Mess. We heard the track Let's Rip. There's a great music video for that one you can check out. And before that, Foam from their Kraft single. We heard the song Charles. And to kick things off, Fetnat from Poule, Mange Poule. Caquette was the name of the tune. Last thing for you today is Painted Fruits from their new tape Fruit Salad. This one's called Gender. Stay tuned for more great campus and community radio coming your way.